This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Republicans are pushing back on reports that President Trump plans to move Space Command headquarters from Colorado Springs to Alabama. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The state's congressional delegation has been unified in making Colorado's pitch to Trump to keep Space Command headquarters right where it is, from military readiness to costs. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert says she's been talking frequently with Trump and his advisors.
Each day is very unique with President Trump, and he kind of does things his own way and the way of the art of the deal. However, I do believe that this is something that he has heard our concerns.
But Trump also has close ties with several key members of the Alabama delegation. They say Trump or his yet-to-be-confirmed Secretary of the Air Force will soon move the command to Huntsville. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
When former President Joe Biden decided to keep Space Command in Colorado, he reversed one of President Trump's final orders from his first term. The command has already reached full operational capability in Colorado Springs. If you're buying a home in Metro Denver, you have more options lately. Inventory is piling up with nearly 10,000 homes on the market all at once across the 11-county area. That's happening in large part because homes are selling more slowly, with prices and interest rates still high. Still, March market numbers did show signs of movement, an uptick in selling and listing. Denver voters could decide whether to scrap a new ban on flavored tobacco. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Two groups fighting to repeal the ban turned in 17,000 signatures to the city clerk's office last month. Staff there reviewed them and found 17,000 were valid. That's more than the number required to place the measure on the ballot this year. The city council will decide whether to call for a special election or place it on the November ballot. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org.